These are the ones I look on with favor. Those who are humble and contrite in spirit and who tremble at my word. Isaiah 66 verse 2. You know, we haven't seen a lot of trembling at God's word from the religious people in the opening pages of 1 Samuel, which should bring a question to us in light of Isaiah 66 2. Do you tremble at God's word? Or have you pushed God to the margins of your life? The restoration of people, of homes, of churches happens when God's word is restored in the hearts and the minds and the actions of his people. So moms, you must fight and nurture and train and love and hug and teach with God's word. Dads, you must lead this fight for the presence of God's word in your home. Godless philosophies abound in our day. And if you're not training your children to live according to God's word, and if you're not training yourself, then we are training them to live by lies. What will keep the godless philosophies at bay in our churches? If you keep them at bay in your homes by means of planting God's word deep into our lives. As you pray today, please remember Charles Costa and his family, our missionaries in Lebanon, and also remember the Kazigua LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Tanzania, Niger, and the Congo.